For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. All right, welcome to Punch Drunk Sports. We got a packed studio today. A lot of people are joining us. Our good friend Jason Tebow is still in whatever red state he's in, hanging out with Mama Faggot and just doing his thing. One more day of glory. We'll get into it. I talked to him. He said his recording went great. We all did a little recording this weekend, I guess, so we'll get into that. Join us in studio. The know him is to love him. Mr. Joe Bartnick, everybody, from Puck Off on the Punch Drunk Sports Network, which is getting back up, rocking and rolling. And everybody's favorite sports encyclopedia, Sports Band, everybody.
Hey!
Red Bands and Fight Nanny, and joining us in June, York, is Ari Shaffir. Guys, real quick, bet DSI for all your bet needs. Go to bet DSI, use Punch Drunk It, $10 betting cash, and we got some great sports coming up, so use that real quick. And then we also have SeatGeek. Use promo code PUNCHDRUNK, get 20% off your next purchase. Go to SeatGeek, use the app. I just use it to buy some tickets for a fun event. And so go to SeatGeek, use PUNCHDRUNK, get either 20% off or $20 off your purchase.
It's 20 bucks off their first.
Stepping
in. So I
always
say, have a drink on Sam.
Have a drink on me. Yes, buy your lady a drink when you go see Neil Diamond. And
man.
Yeah, that's about it. Those are the big ones right there. Bet these type, blah, 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 bam. And so, real quick, where are you going to be, Ari?
Nowhere.
Yay! Ari, taking a little time off, living the life.
Yeah, finally, nowhere.
Joe Bartnick, where are you going to be?
San Francisco Punchline headlining tomorrow night, Wednesday.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wednesday the 9th.
I love the punchline. Red Band, what you got coming up?
Next Saturday, I'll be in Houston, Texas for that whatever fest, Catch You Fest or whatever.
Oh, it sounds fun.
And then San Francisco Sketch Fest in January.
What are you doing? Are you doing
Kill Tony and
Kill Tony, all right. Guys, this weekend, The Naughty Show returns to Planet Hollywood. Thank you for the clap. I clap for all your guys' stuff. Nobody clap for mine.
I just clap.
Except for Joe Bartnick. You're getting points, Joe.
Hey,
if we awarded points, you get points. November
11th. I was the last headliner the last time it appeared there.
And you crushed it.
Oh, thank you. It was fun. That's a great show.
It is a great show.
And great backstage access,
yeah.
If you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was that the time the dancer showed us her asshole?
Yeah. Alive and center.
That was great.
It was awesome.
It was 20-year-old ass. And it was still a little dirty, but it was still great.
Why? How's it dirty? Well, they don't know how to wipe properly.
No, but it's a butt. It's not like what you see in porn where it's been polished. You send it through the car detailing where they get in there with a toothbrush. Some Mexican just cleans it out, right?
Simonized.
Oh, by the way, we'll get into someone's asshole's got some trouble coming up.
We'll
get to that. And then next weekend, Edmonton, I'm coming to the comic strip at... in Alberta, Canada, Edmonton. Come check it out. I love the comic strip. It's my favorite comedy club to play. So I'm excited about being back. So I'm coming, Canada. And then the first weekend in December, I just want to shout out, I'm playing the Comedy Cafe in Chicago. The first, second, and third. So come out, Chicago. Let's make this happen. That's it. There we go. All the business out of the way. Let's get into some sports. So much to talk about. Ari, guys, quiet. Be quiet. Listen. You can actually hear Ari's asshole quivering in fear right now of the fucking bleaching that's coming.
Can't believe they beat Denver. This is their first quality win. And I figured if they went through the AFC West, like I thought they would, which is 4 out of 5 losses from here on out.
Okay.
That means they're only 7-6, really, with that in mind. The problem is they beat Denver.
Yes.
Denver also
not just beat Denver. They ran a train on Denver. They ran a train. Derek Carr, Murray, Cooper, then Crabtree, then the defense all ran a train on Von Miller's asshole.
The real problem is.
Okay, let's hear it.
I look at the playoff picture right now. Yes. I'm opening it up.
Yes.
Standings. It's really problematic because even if somehow they lose traction and they fucking lose a couple games, right now Denver's in the 6th seed at 6-3, which is only a game ahead of.
Real quick, Ari, because some of the guys in the studio don't know, the bet was at the beginning of the season that I said the Raiders would make the playoff. Ari was sure they didn't. Loser has to get his asshole bleached live on the show.
No.
Yes.
That's a lot of money for Ari's asshole, too. That's like a double bleach job.
Yeah, we're going to bring a whole Filipino fucking crew in here.
Are you guys doing it in studio?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Aaron's not shaking his head this time.
No. Aaron.
I thought he finally agreed.
There will be bleaching going on. Yes. There will be blood for sure, but there will be bleaching.
Like, are you getting him like a real bleacher, or are you just getting Listerine strips?
No. We're going to bring in a straight up woman from a third world country who come in here and fucking make this happen.
So basically from L.A.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
Is bleaching hurt more than hair removal?
I don't think it hurts, does it?
I don't know. I've never done it. That's a thing you girls do.
I have a beautiful asshole.
How do you know? Do you put a mirror to it?
I've been told.
Someone tells you that? Someone's like, oh, you got a great asshole. And did you appreciate that?
I mean, there's no color down there.
Everyone's going to say that when they're eating it.
No.
No one's going to say it's ugly when they're eating it.
I don't love that.
You don't love it? Girls don't like eating butt.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, you
all
love it.
But that doesn't come until like you're like 30
or
something.
Yeah, but that's so true. That's so true. Eating butt is such an old man move.
No, it is. I love it when the girl like can grab onto it and like pinch your tongue too. Like,
what?
like a strong asshole. And a lot of the younger girls don't have it.
Yeah, see, that's for you guys. I don't. I get nothing.
Well, guys like it because it's a power move. It's like, okay, you're in that title fight. Who's the champ? That's really what it is. It's all about domination. Mm-hmm. And eating your butt is all about. I don't know how that's a dominating thing.
I know. I feel like it's just a punishment. I don't get it.
Like you got fired at work. Now you got to eat my butt.
It is prison logic.
It really is. But I don't know, man. And I don't remember the time I got into it, but the first time I did it, I was like, this is where I need to be. Actually, you know what's so funny? I realized this. I ate butt in first grade.
Oh, excuse me?
Yes, there was some.
What do you mean? Whose butt you eat in first grade, Sam?
And Teresa Gleason's butt.
That makes so much sense to what you become.
Yes, Teresa Gleason's butt.
Wait, what do you mean?
Jackie Gleason?
Teresa Gleason. I'm not worried about her getting mad because I doubt she's still alive.
Oh.
She's.
I mean, if you're letting people eat butts in first grade, yeah, you probably are.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody got quiet on that one.
First grade, but
I just don't understand what happened. Were you at a birthday party?
How clean was that? Did her mom wipe it?
Yeah, was there applesauce in it? Picked out the Cheerios.
Pulled down the strawberry shortcake panties and went to town.
I did, dude.
Pulled them to the side.
No, you don't know that move when you're a kid. You only know this.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, Ari's going to get his asshole bleached, unless it's a complete collapse.
No, but here's the problem, really. If they lost to Denver and fucking and Buffalo won, that means they were one game ahead of Buffalo for out of the playoffs.
Yes.
As of now,
yes.
It's 7-2. The seventh team is 4-4. So they're 2.5 games up.
Yes.
With 7 to play.
Yes.
7.5 to play.
Now, Ari, here's a little problem I have with your logic. Look at Ari. That was the first time I saw fear in his eyes. Fear in his eyes. Ari's logic is that they haven't had a quality win up until this point. What I will say to you is they've won every away game they've played.
And they're still skirted by teams on lucky fucking bad snaps.
That's the NFL.
A win is a win is a win. But on the road, you take a W.
You got to take the W. I don't care who you're playing. It's Jacksonville, the L.A. Sparks. A win on the road is a win.
And they don't really have any games that they have to worry about coming up.
Okay,
I mean, like the Texans, the Panthers, the Bills. They don't – like those next three games, that's easy wins.
Those are like
they
USFL teams.
Until the Chiefs, which is only the real game coming up that we really have to worry about. They have a pretty easy, you know, next couple weeks.
Wow. You've really done your research. You've really done your research. Sports fans just done his research. The kids.
Wow.
What were you going to say, Joe? Sorry about that.
No, you know, and the Chiefs, I mean, the Steelers rolled the Chiefs, so the Chiefs can
Chiefs
be easily
are weird.
Beaten.
They're Jekyll and Hyde.
But they're 6-2 right now, okay. The Chiefs, and you know, the Raiders are 7. So it's that's a very close game, so we'll see what happens.
Is that in Kansas City? It's always hard to win in Arrowhead.
Yeah, it is. It is in Kansas City. But we've won every road game. That's the only thing I have. I'm not going to say we're going to go in there and curb stomp them, but their offense is awful. They have an awful offense.
Well, Andy Reid's the coordinator. Of course their offense is awful.
Yeah, they can't do shit.
Fuck.
Ari, I tried to give you an out, and all we had to do was, and she was totally down with doing it. To fight Nanny, all she had to do was black marker your asshole, and we were good, and she was cool with doing it.
With a Sharpie? A big one or a little one?
We'd let her pick. It would be lady's choice.
I'm kind of confused why Ari's so freaked out about getting his asshole bleached, though. It's like it's not the nudity thing. Like it's cleaning your butt. What are you so concerned about? It's not like a big deal. Like, I think I would do it for fun. You know,
like, would you do it? Would you like to come in and get yours done, too?
You don't have crevices. I have crevices.
No, you have folds. You have flaps.
I have hair and crevices.
No, you just have like a meteor striked asshole. Like a meteor hit your asshole
right now.
And ruined
it. And
what?
It should be 5-4 right now.
Should, woulda, coulda.
Yeah.
This is a sign of a fucking win. And dude, let me tell you something about Jack Del Rio.
If they go 4-4 now, they're in the playoffs for sure.
Yeah.
With the AFC right now, they go 3-5, they're probably in the playoffs.
I'm not worried. We beat Denver at home last year. I told Tebow that when he was fucking screaming at me. And we were going to curb some this time, and we're going to curb some again because we get Aldon Smith back. I fucked his name up. I'm going to get murdered on Twitter. We get him back after this week because he had that year suspension. Our defense is finally gelling. We're not great, but we're not going to be as bad as we were before.
Fuck.
Yes. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Live.
Who was the two that they lost? Was it the Falcons and the Titans?
No, they lost to Kansas City and the Falcons. And the Falcons loss was bullshit. And I know that fucking Tebow would say it's crazy, but we had two touchdowns called back and a bullshit penalty. But that is what it is.
I mean, they are a paper dragon. Anyone who gets the Raiders in the first round, that's an easy path to the second round.
We're paper dragons. We just beat the 5-2 Super Bowl champions. And we didn't just beat them. We curb-stomped them.
No, you beat them without their starting running back went down. They have no running back.
Dude, that's football. You can't bitch about injuries. That's football.
If you're saying you beat the best team, this amazing team, you beat a team without their running back.
That's football.
But
that's
I'm saying
football.
That's not a great team. You didn't play their full team.
If you're into basketball and a player goes down, it's totally different because injuries aren't as big a part of basketball. Football is everybody gets injured.
Yards rushing. They
what?
Had 33 yards rushing.
Yeah. And anyways, Denver's running backs always suck. Trust me, I've drafted them every single fantasy football year. They suck a big one.
I agree.
Thank you.
But I really am enjoying Khalil Mack. Have you been like? I mean,
Khalil Mack.
Yeah, whatever you know.
Yeah,
I call him by his real name.
Like, yeah, but you do the actual pronunciation. Thank you.
Yeah, he's been one of my favorites. I mean, he started off slow this season, but wow, he's really coming around.
Yeah. Great point, sports fan. Great point.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Steelers real? Not real.
No, they're done.
Now, do they get rid of Tomlinson?
No, the Steelers, they don't fire coaches. They hire popes. You have to die to leave the Steeler coaching job.
Yeah, it's so true, right?
And with affirmative action and everything, and Rooney being like, you know, the Mr. We have to hire a black man, they're never going to get rid of Tomlin. I personally don't think Tomlin's that bad of a coach.
They're not disciplined, dude. I don't give a fuck.
No, but what NFL team is disciplined?
Dude,
other than Belichick's? None. None of them are. I'm not holding that against Tomlin. I like Tomlin. I like Tomlin as a person. He could put the cross under his jersey. I mean, I don't need that, but yeah. You know, I don't need the faux rapper look.
You're
but,
not really into it?
No, but I mean, other than that, he's a good coach. I mean, their defense stinks. They have two guys that would play on any other team that would start on a good team on defense. And on offense, their offensive line's overrated. I'm Pouncey, he only hits people after the whistle. I know he gets voted the Pro Bowl on tattoos. Yeah. They have one wide receiver that's awesome. The rest of them can't catch the ball.
It's unbelievable.
Care how fast you run if you don't catch the ball. And then anyone else that's good on offense is too busy getting smoking pot and getting suspended. So, you know, Big Ben is a worn-down man. He comes back after a week and a half in a knee injury. That would put a regular person out like 6 months on workman's comp.
Yeah.
He comes back in like 3 days.
Yeah.
And he takes a beating.
Well, because they've had a shitty line since the beginning, since I can remember.
Forever.
They've always had a shitty line.
Here's what Ben does. Let the first guy hit me, then I'll roll off and throw a pass.
Yeah, don't even get me started on Chris Boswell and his kicking. Come on. I mean, what was that kick? That Rabona kick? Give me a break.
God.
He looked like me trying, to dance.
Sports.
He was like me trying to do the Irish dance.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
The river dance?
Yeah, just fall on my face drunk.
That kick was so bad.
It was so bad. And I got some information that he's actually going to try it again, that kick.
Like, really?
Yeah, that unusual kick.
Oh, you got inside scoop?
Yeah, yeah. And the coach, Mike Tomlin, is going to allow him to do that kick again.
Like, okay, good point. Good point.
Yeah.
What is the kick?
It's
the
hockey kick? Season in Pittsburgh.
We'll get into that.
The kick is a Rabona kick.
It's the best time.
It failed miserably last time he did it on Sunday's 12th.
What's it called? The Rabona kick?
Rabona. Rabona, if I recall.
I will say this, though. I will say this, though. For how bad the Steelers played as a whole team, it took a 95-yard pass and a blocked punt
to beat them.
To beat them.
Who was it? The Ravens?
The Ravens, yeah.
Ravens?
They never win. That's one thing. Tomlin's like 2-13 against as a favorite on the road against under 500 teams. He's 2-13. That is not called coaching them up.
That is really bad.
But Cowher was 1-5 in championship games at home, and he didn't get fired.
Yeah.
So I mean, no one gets fired.
They
so.
Need a line. Ari, are you a Cowboys? Do you believe in them? Are you believing in the Cowboys?
Here's the thing. I read this article finally about the Romo-Dak situation. And the point of the article was, guys, either way, it's not a problem. No matter what happens here, if Romo goes in and he injures himself, who cares? You got Dak.
If
they leave Dak in, fucking who cares? You got Romo as a backup. It doesn't. There's no bad here.
Yeah, but it there's more than that. It's more. It's like, is this the end of the Romo era? Is this Tom Brady coming in for who did he replace? Bledsoe.
I think Romo can still Bledsoe. I think Romo can still contribute the same way Bledsoe contributed to Dallas for a couple years.
Jerry wants to give Romo one more chance to drive the car.
That's his kid. He's earned that. I think he's earned that. I think he's done well enough for the long enough period of time where he's like, hey man, come on, I did all this work for you. I played injured a lot. Let me plug and play. We're a good team. Let me be in this team. And I think he'll let him.
All right. Well,
I
think you're crazy to take a kid who's won 7 games in a row.
I mean, a lot of that was defense. A lot of that's Ezekiel Elliott. But, yeah, absolutely. I don't see a problem with it. And if he plays bad, you can replace him. But Romo's not going to play bad.
What do you mean Romo's not going to play bad? He always has a bad game in him. He always has a bad game where he throws a bad interception. It happens. I know there's no good interceptions, but...
I mean, Dak had a bad game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but they won.
And so?
What do you mean, so? That's the whole point of this thing, is to win the game.
You said Romo has a bad game in him. It's like, yeah, so does Dak.
Okay, good point. Good point. What's going on, Pollyanna? You okay? Okay. All right, so you're in. Do they go...
A problem with it. And I almost, for a Cowboys fan, I'm like, let's leave Dak in. He might be the quarterback for 10 more years. But also, it's like, let's honor the people who have given us what's the matter? What?
You're all about honoring.
Yeah.
You're all about the honor.
It's just goddamn asshole. Fucking.
You're really upset about that, huh? Well, and if the Raiders, we have a bet who will have a better record, Raiders or Falcons, and loser has to walk Sam Aka Boulevard and drag for an hour.
But Tebow does that anyway.
Yes, it's going to be easier
hey,
for
Sam,
some.
Hey, Sam, you hear the new bag of bets?
What?
Did you hear the new bag of bets we're thinking of?
Who? No. What?
What do you think of this? What do you think of this? Loser doesn't cut their hair for a year.
Wow.
No.
That's fucked up. That's a good one.
That's ridiculous. That's a good
one. I like
that's
that
ridiculous.
One. Can I add one to it?
You can cut it right away. You can shave it if you want, and then nothing for a year.
Ghost peppers. You can get them on Amazon. It's one of the hottest peppers in the world.
Yeah, those will hurt. This won't hurt.
Put it in your butt, though.
Ooh. That's not good for art.
Put a ghost pepper in your butt during the whole show. You can't move it.
It's already in there.
Ari, do you think you could fit a ghost pepper in your butt without it like just dinging the sides like a fucking drunk driver?
Yeah, I could Steph Curry that in.
You could just shove that in?
I could Steph Curry it in with nothing but net.
So how'd your recording go? How'd your recording go?
Dude, it went great.
That's awesome.
I mean, the changeover we had to do, everything was fucking worked out to a T. I took intermissions all through Scandinavia to see what it would feel like in the middle of my act to fucking stop and break.
Why'd you stop?
Because I'm doing a double special. I'm doing two different things kind of put together, childhood and adulthood. Oh, nice. So I have different clothes for the different sides.
They gave it a lollipop for the child one and like little.
Yeah, we thought about that.
It's a McDLT.
Hold on.
Side,
so you're
side.
Doing it as a you're going to be you as a kid telling jokes?
No. It's just for 40 minutes, 45 minutes, all jokes about childhood and children and Nicole and her kid. And
who's Nicole?
Boudier.
Okay.
Tinder baby.
And hold then, on. You're going to do a joke. You're doing a whole thing on her.
It's my through line for my entire first.
Does
first
she know time. That?
She does. She was like, I heard you have a joke about me. I was like, uh-huh. And then she came in Oklahoma when I was there at that casino. And she's like, that's not a joke. That's your whole thing. Yeah.
I love Nicole.
Yeah, she's great.
That's great. You recorded in Texas? Is that where you were?
In Austin, yeah. Austin. I rebuilt the stage. The new backdrop is my backdrop that I built.
Oh, cool.
That I had built. I didn't build.
Now, did you pay for this or somebody else? Whoa, Ari balling, shot calling. That's nice. Great. So it's going to be what, an hour, hour and 30?
Hour 30.
Wow.
Two separate 45-minute sets. So.
You're doing two separate sets.
Yeah.
That's great.
Two separate sets. It looked a little different. The backdrop, this color will look different. My clothes will be completely different for both.
Ari, I'm excited. That sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a lofty idea.
No, I think it's great. I think it's great. So Tebow did his recording. He said it went amazing. He did two shows. He basically sold out both of them.
That's great.
And he recorded it, and he's going to fucking edit it and put it out. I tell people, man, it's just like you got to have a footprint out there, man. You know, it's like podcasts, that's one way. It's like it was good to see Rick Ingram start doing a podcast because it's like you got to have some kind of footprint out there that people can go find you. Like Eleanor, same thing. Like Eleanor Kerrigan is funny as fuck. She finally has a podcast. It's like, I know you go out with Dice, that's great, but like if people want to look you up, they have nothing to listen to. You got to have something for people, a calling card of some sort. So it's good that he has that, man, and hopefully he can start working on another
footprints
one.
In the sand.
Yes. Are they just going to disappear? What are you saying? We're walking with Jesus? Is that what you're saying?
He's carrying me.
Jesus is now carrying.
So I actually recorded a couple sets when I was in China, and I'm going to put out in June Chinese Democracy
you're
2.
You're like Iron Maiden, live from Japan.
That's really what it's going to be.
Two, that's what you're calling it?
Yeah, Chinese Democracy 2, like T-O-O, and I'm going to put it out.
As a double live album.
No, I'm putting out a double live album in December, which is... one's called The Diabolical, and that will be an hour of me crushing the punchline in Sacramento. Then there's going to be a second album called Late Show Friday, and it's me just bombing for an entire hour of me just eating it on stage and screaming at the crowd because they won't. They're not listening.
In Sacramento.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's going to be me crushing and them just staring at me.
I have a new
show. 916.
I have a new show that's started a couple days ago. It's this rat's living underneath my kitchen sink.
What?
And a rat found a way into my house and can get into my kitchen sink. But
hold on, do you have a rat cam?
Yes. And
what?
You're so rich.
So we cleared out the underneath. It can't get out from underneath the sink though. It only goes in the sink, and it's like, oh, you're in this one drawer, it can't do anything. So we cleared it out. There's a camera in there. You can watch it live. Right now, Sarah Tiana's the first guest, and her Sarah Tiana's tour dates are on there, and Joe Rogan Netflix advertising. So we're watching the cam last night. I get home, and the rat comes in and it notifies me on my phone, like, oh, the rat's here.
Hold on. It notifies you?
Yeah, so if you go on my Twitter, you can see a screenshot of what happened last night. But...
Dude, that may be the funniest thing I've ever heard. The most funny, frightening thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, here's you see the rat at the top, like, in the corner?
Right there?
Yeah.
That is so fucking funny, dude. Now, are those digital or are those stickers?
No. I made a little set. In my drawer,
made
a little set.
Wow, yeah.
And
really made him a nice little house. There.
Yeah.
Is that the Merv Griffin set?
Yeah, exactly.
See, live right from Burbank City.
Oh, that's great.
And what's funny is that it has a speaker on it, so I can talk to it. So last night I was just like, hey, rat, get out of there.
Dude, you set that whole thing all up.
Yeah, but it's fucked up because it's a rat in my kitchen, though.
Dude, I still think that's funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's like old school Letterman stuff, fun, dude. That's awesome, dude. That's hilarious.
So let me ask you something. So how does it know? Has it got a trigger in there? Like
sensor?
It's recording. Yeah, it's recording nonstop. I have it open usually so anyone can watch it. But what it does is it has a motion detection, has night vision. So when it
you
sees the rat.
You put motion detector in your little rat studio.
Yeah, in my little rat studio.
You need to put a female rat in there and make rat porn.
I was thinking of making like a little Tony Hinchcliffe, like out of gummy bears, and see if the rat eats Tony Hinchcliffe.
That's so funny.
But I also have I also have on there Trump and Hillary with a cheese in front of each one to see which one he chooses.
Oh, who'd he choose?
He didn't choose. He looked at it and then he ran away.
Too hard to choose. Yeah, in this tough election year, too hard to choose.
He wrote in Phil Kessel. Yeah.
So, Ari, did you vote yet?
Shut up.
Well, I'm fine if people don't want to vote for president. I'm totally cool with that. But there are initiatives on this one that
the marijuana stuff.
The marijuana, the death penalty.
Here's what I think, and this is not up. I don't think marijuana should be legal because then it's too many people annoy me with, like, want to smoke weed. And I think the death penalty should apply to people who offer me weed.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with those stipulations that the only people who get death penalty are people who offer you weed. I respect that. But I would love to get rid of the death penalty.
Like you want to get rid of the death penalty?
Yes.
Oh, I'm for the death penalty.
Why?
I think it should happen. It happened faster. Like
more often.
More often. Yeah.
Death penalty.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, you think there should be death penalty for jaywalking?
No.
One strike and you're out. If it's a close inside pitch and you don't swing at it, you're out.
I think there should be much less people in prison and way more death penalties. Yeah. You don't need a TV at a racquetball court.
Let me
just
ask you something.
Yeah. Why am I paying
what
for
if
you?
Someone's innocent? What if someone's innocent?
Well, that's...
What if someone has done as much murder as you have, Joe? Should that guy go to be put to death?
I'm talking about when you know the guy did it.
Okay, I'm fine.
Yeah, if it's like 100%, like
we killed five people.
It's all on video. There's you were pulling the trigger into that kid's face.
I'm
like,
fine with that, but that's not it all the time.
No.
You constantly see black guys getting set up the fucking death penalty by all white juries. And it's just like, I always think I would never want that to happen to me. And you're like, Sam, that won't happen to you. You just never fucking know, dude. You just never know. Some of these guys are just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And you just see, like, especially in Illinois, like, 20 guys got taken off death row because they were found innocent later. It's like how
they all voted five times. Illinois is a fucked up state. Dude.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but there should definitely be if it's not 100%, it should be like
no
a 10 year.
Penalty,
it should be a 10 year limit
there's
or something like that
no,
to kill them.
Dude, there's no death penalty. There
I'm
should be
more
none.
Against prisons overcrowded. Well, more against like let. There should only be, like, a little bit of people in prison. The people that didn't do much should be free.
Yeah.
The people that did a lot should be put to death, and the people that did a
little. Violent crimes and stealing from people, like money, like giant sums of money.
Like bankers.
That's what prison's for.
Like bankers.
Yeah.
Like
that's
Wall Street
who should be
guys.
Yeah. 100%. I still go back to Ari on Huffington Post. And when you were on the Huffington Post, that let me know that most outrage on the internet is paid for. Like when Amy Schumer, and I know Amy Schumer is a giant star compared to most, okay? And that thing in Tampa where like 200 people walked out of a 10,000 person, like that's not bad numbers. I do that all the time. I'll walk about three people per show and I get upset if I don't.
Write a checks.
Do you think all outrage is paid for? What does that mean?
Because there's this giant explosion on the internet, and it's always the same people everyone's going off on. Amy Schumer and whatever happens on Saturday Night Live. Then you get Ari going on fucking the Huffington Post and talking about slitting politicians' throats. Nobody says one thing about... Nobody goes crazy. Nobody... There's no... It's not all over the place. It's because these people... These people, I have this theory, all goes back to when everybody was on Chelsea lately and they just were watching all these fucking tabloid stars just do shit after shit, give their name in the press, and then it just always became these PR people, like Natasha Leggero, who I love to death, but with the SpaghettiOs thing, nobody got pissed at that. It was PR people.
Oh, yeah, you need to get a better publicist.
It's like a fake story that's just like rising up, and then people read the fake story and they're like... But they feel like, oh, I'm supposed to be mad? Okay, yeah, I'll get mad. Yeah.
That's what my point was.
Based on no real anger.
I got called a hypocrite because I put out, like, a comic who tries to take down another comic is there's a special place in hell for that, you know?
Yeah. Some comic just went after me the other day. You should Jen Kirkman.
What happened with that? Yeah. Jen Kirkman's... But what I want to get into that. But what I was saying with the Amy Schumer thing, it's like I'm not questioning her comedy, which people can. I'm questioning her using fake outrage to promote. And it was all about this video she put out. Like the Daniel Tosh thing was all big fucking big uproar. And then you realize his show came out the week later and it had the biggest ratings it's ever had. Or when people went off on Leslie Jones, who I love to death. They went off on her and her slave draft bit. And then you realize 2 weeks later they announced that she was fucking in Ghostbusters. It's all fucking paid outrage.
Every roast they always do like outrage. And it's like, who's making this article? Oh, Comedy Central's making this article.
Yeah.
That's an outrage in the middle of Australia, and you're like, see?
And most of it's like, it's not even outrage. Most of it's like, are you outraged by this? And it's like more like questions, and people just retweet it, and then they're like, everybody's angry. But then you get these assholes, like Ari said, who sees it, and they're like, oh, man, I can get mad at stuff. Like, I did this bit.
I'll tell the person that they ruined my day.
I was in China doing stand-up, and there was this gorgeous Indian chick, like gorgeous, and she was talking mad shit to me.
Slurpee Indian or Bubble Indian?
Slurpee Indian, okay. Like gorgeous, like Slurpee 6 foot one, long legs, gorgeous, and she's just talking shit to me on stage, and I just telling her like,
really? I thought they're supposed to be quiet and stuff.
No, they were talking shit, and I was talking about eating her butt.
She's just polite and well respectful of.
Yeah, I go. I asked her if I eat her butt, will the village elder stone her to death? A huge laugh. But so I get done, right? And like literally, dude, I just rack everybody in this crowd because they were Europeans, right? And like they were from like England, and English tend to fucking heckle. So I was just nailing these people. Place going crazy. I'm calling this guy, this gay Asian guy. He's giving him shit. I was racking everybody. I get off stage. The Indian girl's ugly friend is like, you're a sexist pig. You are so sexist. I'm like, are you just mad because I don't want to eat your butt? You know? She's like, no. What you said to my friend was disrespectful. I go, ma'am, I literally racked everybody in this whole fucking place. But it's like those articles give that woman the notion that she has the right to fucking be outraged and say something to somebody.
Yeah, just stay home. Comedy clubs don't need you. Go to a coffee shop and spell it to all the morons at Starbucks that think they're important.
Yeah.
Don't be in a bar where people... We're paid to make you laugh. People want to hear us make you laugh. They don't want to hear your opinion.
Guys, let's not even talk about this. We give them too much time.
But I want to hear about Jen Kirkman. What happened with this?
I did a tweet, and she misread the tweet, and she went all crazy feminist like on me, and then just like started attacking my comedy, and like she's never even seen me do comedy before, but she went right for like you're like, isn't it funny that like, all the shittiest comics are sexist? And my tweet was, I was reading Bill Burr, like Burr's Twitter, and I love it because every time I read Bill Burr's Twitter, I read it in his voice. Like, I can't not read it in his voice. And I wrote, like, I wish that I could read, like, females, like, if it worked with, like, Megan Fox or, you know, like, if I could hear their voice, but it doesn't. Like, I try to read, like, you know, Selma Hayek's tweets, and I don't hear Selma Hayek. I hear Bill Burr, you know. Yeah. But So I wrote. But
Got a laugh in the room. It must be good.
I wrote. My tweet is, I love reading Bill Burr's tweets. I hear his voice perfectly in my head reading them to me. I wish this worked with women, but it doesn't. And then she immediately goes, and she's not even following me, so I don't even know how she even did this.
Somebody retweeted it and she saw it.
Yeah, she's like, it's horrifying that you aren't completely ashamed to write this. Grow up. And then I wrote, that didn't work. I tried to, you know, like, I thought she was, like, I was trying to do it in her voice.
Yeah.
And then I go, I tried doing it to my girlfriend's tweet, but it fades quick. With Bill, I could probably read anything. And then I wrote, not sure if you're serious, by the way, to Jen Kirkman. Like, I was like, wait, is she really mad? And then she wrote, it's always the least funny comics who are sexist. Maybe your girlfriend isn't funny, or you should marry Bill, but definitely judge all women by your girlfriend. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And then Sarah Silverman's sister goes, dude, how pissed are you that you didn't get any of the humor skills that came with having a dick? Gotta be rough. And then I'm like, whoa, why am I being attacked? And then, so then I wrote a tweet to kind of like clarify it. I wrote, to clarify on the tweet attached, I wish my inner dialogue could be Selma Hayek or a woman when reading tweets. Sorry for the confusion. And then she deleted everything. So I was like,
she deleted it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's her admitting she's wrong.
Yeah, but
she's so ready to fucking be for a woman that she doesn't even stop and like look.
No.
She's like, might be another case.
It's emotional regurgitation. That's just, this whole election has let me know people just emotionally throw up on their keyboards.
Yeah.
They don't think. Like, I was having a discussion with this one comic last night about, he was, like, making the last push to get everybody to vote for Hillary. And I'm like, and I basically got in a fight with this one, another comic, because I said that this election comes down to one person who says mean things and another one who does mean things. And he's like, dude, I lost so much respect for you and blah, 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 blah. And I was kind of battling these people. So you send them all these links to all these articles and all this stuff, and then they instantly hit you back with, oh, I looked it on Snoop. Snoop says it's stupid. Like, you know, like Snoop's is the end all. But they don't read anything. They have set in their mind what they think, and they just emotionally throw up on your keyboard. And it's just stupid. It's just
it's like when they say, that's one of the dumbest, most retarded things you could ever say. And you're like, why don't you tell me why?
Yeah, why? Why is that?
Like, you're a retard, doesn't do anything.
Yeah, why is that? Why are you saying that? Never, never, never. Now, he brought up a good point about he wants Hillary because of the Supreme Court. He thinks there's going to be like two seats opening. He doesn't want Donald Trump. I respect that more than anything else anyone's ever said. Like the sexism and all. Well, especially when you find out that the 13-year-old dropped charges. The girl who said that he fucking fucked her when she was 13, which wasn't true. And then all these people came out with Gloria Aldridge, who is the worst human being on the planet.
Right.
And you find out that Hillary's camp gave them each $500,000 to come out and say that he did that. When you find that out, it all rings fucking hollow.
She has not risen above the shitty, dirty politics.
She is shitty, dirty politics. Yeah, she lives in, that's what she does.
I mean, fixing the Democratic National Convention, fixing those debates, and they're saying, well, they offered me this. It's like, how about just go, hey, no, I want to be fucking even here.
The evil in this election is the difference between like a Scooby-Doo evil guy and like the Exorcist.
Yes! Totally.
Like Trump, he can like rip his mask up. Oh, we knew it was you the whole time. And then the lady that's like, you know, controlling the
oil
wells.
It's an ass clown versus a Sith Lord. That's what this fucking is, man.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want Trump to be president, though.
I don't want either.
I want Clinton to be president and then take all the shit that Trump like stirred up and brought to attention and have Clinton have to deal with it.
Because that's not her.
Yeah, but now that it's open, like all the shit that Trump has exposed, now she has to answer all that shit now.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's like everybody's button, like this whole Comey thing with the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
There's this whole thing called Glencore. It's this giant corporation. It's the third biggest family-owned operation, organization or business in the world. It's the top 10. But like, there's like 10 businesses in this world that basically control everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking like
Quiznos.
Yes. Where is Quiznos?
Where's the Quiznos?
Where's Pizza?
DraftKings.
But anyway, DraftKings, they're going to combine with the other ones. I'm dying to know what name survives. But anyways, Comey is in the pocket of Hillary. He's always been. His brother is on her payroll. And back when Clinton was about to leave office, an hour before he leaves office. He's pardons the guy whose last name is Rich. And this guy, Mike Rich, owns Glencore. Glencore basically does business with all the bad people. Like, right now they're trying to help North Korea get aluminum for the... Like, that's what they do. Like, they made all their money working with Iran during the embargo and all that shit. They're known for doing this.
They hired Nicolas Cage to sell them weapons.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that movie.
Lord of War.
Lord of War, man.
I love that movie.
It's like his best movie ever.
100 Snake Eyes was so bad, it was so good. But the point is, Comey's always been with that with the Clintons. He pardoned Clinton back then, too.
If he's with them, why did he bring up that he's going to, like, do all this stuff, like, 2 weeks before the election?
Well, because the reason people flipped out about these last batch of emails wasn't actually emails, but where they were, and that was on Huma, her assistant's computer. Now, if you actually look into Huma, she has very shady ties to Saudi Arabia. Like her fucking family works with some straight up bad people, man. That's why people flipped out. It had nothing to do with the actual emails. It has to do with why does Huma have all the... It's like Huma is straight up Homeland shit, dude. Straight up Homeland shit. And like, it's double agent evil ass shit.
Well, I do know in the WikiLeaks, it is straight like her like shaking down like drug companies, Pfizer and stuff. Like, if you want to go into these other countries, like Saudi Arabia, all these other countries, we will give you a deal. You need to give us more money.
She took $1 million from Qatar. Qatar is basically funded all of ISIS because what is going on is ISIS.
She's already out there. She does favors for money, for sure.
Yeah, like evil fucks, too. Like, we're owned, but right now we're in a proxy war in Yemen because we're basically the Saudis' bitch. And they point to us because our dollar doesn't trade in gold. It trades in oil.
All right. Let's talk about something else.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I got into with my mom last night. She's voted Republican her whole life.
Of course.
And she's like, this is why you don't talk politics or religion. And it's because we were
Don't talk politics. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But I hate both sides so I can talk to anybody.
My sister, like, how many people did you lose this year on Facebook? Like, I blocked
my brother.
Yeah, my sister.
All Nikki Glaser does is say stuff, and she goes, if you're offended by this, go ahead and delete me right now. The go ahead and delete me right now is the battle cry of the fucking pussy of this election, where I'm not going to delete anybody else, but I'm going to say, you can delete me, as if you're taking some stance.
Right.
And she doesn't even, like, show anything. She showed a picture of a Trump-Pence, is that who it is, Pence with him?
Yeah. Pence.
Trump-Pence fucking sign on somebody's yard, and she goes, if this offends you, delete me. Why would it offend? It's just a fucking sign. We know those signs are around.
Right.
What are you talking about? It's on a baby's forehead.
It's going to be interesting to see if she blows up comedically. I mean, she's got a show, obviously, that's pretty fucking amazing.
I like her show. It's one of the few shows, you know, like...
I like it, too. It's done now, though.
What?
It's done?
It's over. I like it, too.
They got rid of Nikki Glaser's... it's gone?
Yeah. But the point is, it's not just her. It's all these people going, like, if you don't blah, 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 my opinion, blah, 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 delete me. It's like, it's just so hacky already. Everyone's saying the exact same thing.
If you move to Canada, don't ruin hockey.
Yeah.
That's my only plea.
Nobody's going to move to Canada.
Dude, I went to an Islanders game. The worst ice I've ever seen.
Oh, in Brooklyn. Why would you build it? How stupid are you to build an arena in Brooklyn that can't hold an NHL or even an AHL team?
What do you mean?
They built the Brooklyn Center, whatever it's called, the Jay-Z house.
No, it's
and it's not built where they can't have a regular ice rink.
Why?
They melt the pucks flying every which way because it can't stay on the ground.
Yeah, because however, I'm not an engineer, obviously. They built it so it could hold concerts in the NBA. They didn't build it like every other arena in the world that can also hold a hockey rink.
They don't have
the pipes. They didn't make it where the pipes, so you have to have like the, you know, usually like the ice is always underneath and they put the basketball on top.
Right.
There's nothing underneath, so they have to put like the ice on top of the basketball.
That sounds like bad
ice. So
idea.
It's bad ice.
The guy's got like a billion gazillion dollars.
And they have one of the five best players in the NHL, John Tavares. He can't play at his height because the ice is bad. And he's going to leave, and they're going to have to go back to Long Island because they screwed up their franchise. They got rid of Okposo. They got rid of Matt Martin. They got rid of Franz Nielsen. And they brought in Andrew Ladd, who's ruined three franchises in the last 12 months.
That's fucking serial killer shit.
I know my hockey. And, Ari, you had to watch out now for the Rangers. It's a three-team race now in the Metro. My Pens, your Caps, and the New York Rangers are for real this year.
I'll take that.
Are you a big Caps fan, Ari?
I like the Caps. Home ice does not matter to me. You're not going to give it to me. It does matter in fucking hockey. It just doesn't matter.
No, but I will say this. If you can get home ice in round one and maybe play the wild card team from the Atlantic or even the wild card team from the Metro and miss the Rangers or the Penguins, you don't want to have to play the Rangers and the Penguins, both of them, and then have to play Tampa Bay. If you can get maybe an easier first round.
It's crazy that Tampa Bay is a deadly NHL team, right?
How's that
when you go to Tampa, do you think NHL at
with
all?
The Jerry West of the NHL.
All you think is Metal Militia.
Ari, did you like the Tampa Bay Improv?
I don't like the people in Tampa, Florida.
I love Tampa. I can't believe you said that is one of my favorite cities to gig in. There's nothing about Tampa I don't like.
Yeah, drunk girls cheating on their husbands.
Yeah, I was like, it's because it's trashy. And
I love it. I love Florida trash. I love, dude, Florida's one of the best states to gig in all the time.
Oh, my gosh. There was a old Ice House Chronicles. I don't know if you were there, Ari, but one time we asked, like, 10 comics, what is the worst club that you've ever played? All of them said the exact same club, and it was all in Florida, West Palm Beach, Florida, or whatever.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami.
That was
Miami
the worst. Miami. Yeah. Comedy club ever.
But everyone agrees that they hate playing Florida for
I
the
love
most part.
Florida. Dude, let me tell you, Florida, they laugh. For a quote-unquote red state, they have a great sense of humor. I mean, they don't get offended. It's fucking good. All they want to have is drink, screw, and fucking
Middle
hunt
Florida is awesome. That Orlando, Tampa area.
Yeah, I love that.
Miami's a little too, like, oh, we went to dance and do drugs.
Yeah, they're
and
just
then,
idiot
And then the
Latinos.
Upper top is just kind of what really rednecky. Yeah. But the
I
middle
love
part,
rednecks. They laugh.
Yeah,
they just want to smoke meth, fuck their cousins, and have a good time.
Yeah, but they're not the best audiences in Florida. Like, you're good with them because that's what you do. But
what?
Like,
what do I do, Red
Like,
Band?
Like, you're very interactive with the audience. You know, you're talking to them. Like, if it's
you
if,
hate that I do crowd work. You always
no, it's
bring
just
that
hard.
Up.
It's hard to like if it's hard to follow that because then they're doing it to me when I'm like, God, I'm not that guy. I don't want to talk to you right now. I'm doing my thing. Shut the fuck up. You know. Now everyone's yelling and screaming. You're like, God damn it. It's hard to follow. That like
right.
it that's the only problem I have with it. That's not me. Like I don't like
I respect
talking to the
that. Audiences. I respect that.
but that's an age old thing in comedy. Yeah. You never want the guy before
if
you
I,
to
if
do
I,
crowd work. You know?
I don't feature for people. I mean, like if I like when I used to go out Rogan or stuff like that, I would never do crowd work. The only time I would talk to crowd is somebody heckles.
Right.
Me.
No. Exactly.
But I would never do crowd work. I just believe that you
out
shut
of
up
respect.
The guy. Yeah.
You don't. That's the way
you set the
way you
person
do.
Up for yeah. success. Yeah. That's
exactly.
What, like I would go. Like Jeff Keith once opened for me. I've only bombed twice on the road in my life, and they were both in Florida. By the way,
I thought you recorded it in Sacramento though.
Oh no! Well, that wasn't a bomb. They were just like
that was a war. That wasn't a bomb.
That was a war.
That wasn't a suicide bombing.
It was a war. It yes. was like I went. We were going at it. I had the fight for everything. But the only time I can say I really bombed on the road was when. Jeff Keith ran the light. He was supposed to do 20, 25. He did 45 minutes. And he,
really?
Yeah. So the opener did 15. I did a guest spot of 10.
So what did he do for him?
What?
And now he's got a fucking baby, so it did nothing for him.
But anyways, so I walked up, Ari, to stage at 60 minutes. I walked up to checks being dropped.
Well, that's not fun.
That's the worst time the whole fucking show.
Yeah, I'll tell you, that's just the worst in general is whenever you hate to be the dick and be like, nah, I don't want any guest sets. Or like, hey, you mind if I throw this guy on? You don't want to be like, nah, you want to be, go ahead. You want to be a dick. But then when the show goes on forever, people are tired and they paid to see you. It's always the worst.
One time in Calgary, they were like, because I always do an hour when I'm on the road. I do an hour, sometimes an hour 10. My feeling is once you come to see me, you got to do an hour. But like,
I like doing hours.
What?
I like to do an hour.
Yeah, 45 is like, that's okay if I'm just filling time, if I'm just like some hired gun to like go on, you know, at the end. But like, no, they're here to see me, do an hour. Anyway, so I've been doing an hour. And then at some point the club goes, the feature's on. He's like, hey, can you keep it tighter, the show? It was like the early show Friday. He's like, we got to turn the room over. And I was like, then why is the feature still on 30 minutes into his act? Like,
yeah.
Wow.
Him off 10
Cut
minutes
that
ago,
motherfucker.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Especially when you're at your level, dude. They've definitely come to see you. Sometimes people just come to the show. I've had people come up to me like, they're like, oh, dude, I didn't even know who's performing. I had no expectations, and you were great. I'm like, that makes me, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm happy
fan.
You came.
Good fan. That's great. That's okay.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Hey, Ari, we have new t-shirts, guys.
Really?
Yeah, I just got to find out.
I love that Punch Drunk shirt that I got at the video game one. That's such a great shirt.
The new Punch Drunk.
It's like one of my new favorite shirts now.
Yeah, thank you. Did you buy one?
Sure.
Fucking cock sucker.
No, I got somebody. Teeb gave it to me. Teebo.
Hold on.
Wait, Teeb. How about this for a design, Sam? How about this? It'll be like a bag of bet shirt. So it'll be this like weird evil bag with like dragons and snakes and like
pubic
shit coming out of it in the shape of like B.O.B. or something.
All right.
Some, I don't know design, but like some evils that are in there.
Ari, we need a shirt for you on the website. We're sending Tebow's Red State Teeb. They have Why Would I Lie for Me. But guys, if you want to buy your Punch Drunk shirts, we have Switch.
How much is the word winner?
No. We want to be somewhat realistic here. Go to allcomedytshirts.com. We got t-shirts. We have sweatshirts. We have everything. Go to Caveman Coffee, cavemancoffee.com. Use Punch Drunk. What's that?
There's a link to this on punchdrunksports.com, right?
Yes. All comedy. Come on! Allcomedytshirts.com.
Go to Punch Drunk Sports.
Or go to Punch Drunk Sports.
Speaking of Caveman Coffee, you guys watching Westworld?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just let me finish this real quick. Caveman Coffee, adsuits.com. If you need a cheap suit, $50. High quality suits for $50. Go to adsuits.com. Use Punch Drunk. Use our promo code. And finally, Amazon links on punchdrunksports.com. Go use them, man. You guys have been great about it. And also, finally, we need writers for the website. If you want to write for the website, Joe Bartnick does some stuff on it every day about some hockey stuff. We appreciate
that.
Well,
I do my morning skate every day. People love it. I'm not trying to be an asshole, but I just put an article out for Pro Hockey News, which you guys run.
Yes.
And it's got a lot of good responses. It just came out today. It got a lot of good responses. It's about this is the golden age of the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Boom. I love it. So go do the suits, man. Go grab the suits. Grab a t-shirt, man.
It's the most Armenian thing I've heard you say in a long time.
Go grab a suit.
For $50.
For $50. Blow. Grab a suit. $50.
You need me to fix that dent? I knock out dents right now.
So, Ari, you're in New York. Are you going to UFC, man?
Yeah, man, I am.
Oh, dude, you are so lucky.
It might be my last UFC I ever go to.
It'll be your last one?
It might be.
Why?
I mean, I don't know how much longer Rogan's going to be there.
Yeah, how much longer do you think it is? I think this might be the last year.
Well, last I heard, that's what I heard too. That's all.
I mean, he keeps hinting at it, but then it's like I don't go on the road with him much. So like, when am I going to go to him? I'm only at this one because I live in New York and I happen to have shot my special, 2 weeks later than I wanted to, so I'd still be here.
That's great.
Like, I don't know if I'll ever go to another one. It might be like the end for me.
Come on, dude, what do you?
I mean, definitely the last time I sit 7 feet behind the octagon.
Yeah, for sure.
I tell you, man, watching it on TV is better, anyways. In my opinion,
not when the 7 feet,
even
not
when you're close right like that. There.
Well, not if you got the right behind Rogan seats.
Yeah, if you got the Rogan seat, it's better. If you got 10 rows back, then I agree. Yeah. Watching on TV is better,
and that's usually what you get. You usually get
that
those like
what you get.
Yeah. But yeah, right behind Rogan's always fun.
Those peasant $800 seats.
Yeah,
no thanks. I'd rather be on TV.
It's more than that. I was looking at like 205 UFC 205, and the Rogan seats. I think the last I checked were like $20,000. Like,
no, not the which Rogan seats?
No, the one behind them. They're called the Zuffa seats. Are like $25,000, and then the ones that we usually get were like $3,000.
Damn.
Do you know where your seats are,
Ari? Ari, what are you doing right now? Are you taking a shit while you do this podcast?
He is.
I'm just sitting down.
Hey, Ari.
In a bathroom.
If you got a squatty potty, you would be the best person to get a squatty potty. If not, just use phone books, but it really does help.
What do you mean?
Like the squatty.
I've never set it up.
Oh, it's the best.
Do you have hemorrhoid problems?
Of course. I'm over 30.
I don't.
Really?
I don't.
Well, you got to stretch.
Sam is out because all the fucking dildos his girl's fucking with and shoving them.
Oh, yeah. I'm not in the pegging, but I'm not against people who get pegged.
Oh,
I'm very cool with whatever you want to do. I'm just not into anything going in my butt. Fingers, nothing.
You're peg friendly.
You just attack girls with that tongue.
Yeah,
their butt.
Yeah, I eat your butt, and that's how we do it, because guess who just paid for dinner? This grown-ass man, and I want dessert, and I'm eating your butt.
And you're eating our fecal matter.
Yeah, yes. You're tasting her lunch.
Well,
yeah, like you're tasting the dinner you just bought.
Well,
yeah.
Unless you're just a savage, unless you're a fucking savage, usually girls go into the bathroom, and they go NASCAR. I assume they just fucking slop some water all down there, clean it up. That's what I assume what you do when girls run to the bathroom all that.
My girlfriend takes photos and videos of her poops, and she wants
to
show
it to me. Well, she's tiny. What are they, little rabbit
no,
shit?
No, Asians love poop and fart so much, like it's ridiculous. Like I get grossed out because she's trying to show me her poop because it's so floaty.
Everybody loves
that means healthy. That means healthy.
Oh, then
yeah,
my shit's
she's just
done.
Bragging. She's healthy and doesn't have hemorrhoids.
My shit's
she has
done.
Hemorrhoids.
She has hemorrhoids too.
I'm so sorry. He's telling all this.
No, she loves it. She's like, look at my hemorrhoid.
Maybe that's just God's way of saying you're pooping too quickly and you gotta slow it down. Throw a couple speed bumps in there.
Yeah, drink a little water.
Drink some water,
get
Ari.
Get the water slide going.
Yeah, you have had none of your water.
I don't drink water.
That's why you have hemorrhoids.
No, I poop a lot. I poop like 10 times a day.
So, what?
Yeah.
That's
I took three
too?
Shits when I got back from fucking China. That's the most I've taken.
Well, you got airplane shits. That was compact pressure stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it was all from China, just eating all that Chinese food like McDonald's and Burger King. That's all they want to do. They want to take it to their version of what we already have.
Ari, that squatty potty, though, that does work, and it just makes poop fall out of you.
I just never set it up.
Yeah, it's great for the hemorrhoid.
But how do you leave it out of the way? Like, I don't want to have it right sitting right
Why?
Here.
Why? Let people know you mean business about your poop.
It tucks in, but I just use like a phone book.
Oh, Ari! Oh, that's hurting right now. That's a hemorrhoid.
Oh, it's gonna be bloody. He's gonna show you guys the blood.
I don't
you know
see
what?
It, dude. I don't want to.
With
see
a squatty potty, do you have like the ice cream cone rainbow?
I love that she always wants
she
to
wants
see.
She wants to watch. She
yeah,
loves
last
it.
Time.
Come around.
You yeah, watch come. It. Come yeah, watch yeah. the show.
Ari, she wants to see your
My
shit.
My girlfriend loves to watch poops.
Ari, do you know where your UFC is?
I'll show you shit later. I'll show it to you later.
Okay.
I need to know. Ari.
It's rude.
Ari, do you know where your UFC seats are?
Yeah,
he's
right
behind
Joe. Yeah, he's got the $25,000
seat. Yeah, sell that shit. Fuck that. You can buy
it. Oh, I'm sure Rogan would be really cool with that.
Just be like, I'll be right in.
Especially because I'm sure everyone asked Joe for tickets. So it's like if you're lucky enough that you got him and then you sold him, he'd not be that happy.
I showed Joe how much they were, and even he was like, holy fuck. Like, I think he would understand that you bought a brand new car instead.
Dude, you think Rogan would be cool if he turned around and behind him, in the cage, there within the fucking that some random fucking Joe Rogan fan sitting there.
I think if you go to Rogan and go, dude, I could sell these tickets right now for $25,000. He's like, do it. Like, I think that's what he would do.
Okay, I respect that. I respect
you don't think
that.
So, Ari?
I think he would.
Yeah,
I respect that.
I
respect
that.
Yeah.
So that was all the UFC talk we did. Literally, that where you sit.
It doesn't have to be done. I want Red Band to read them, though.
Red Band, look up the fights, and we'll get into them.
Okay.
I think it's gonna be good. Dude, I gotta be honest with you, man. I love Conor McGregor. The more and more I listen to this guy talk,
I'm turning on him. I like Nate Diaz more, but I'm turning on McGregor.
I like
now.
Both of them.
I like him now.
It's this isn't Highlanders. There doesn't have to be only one. You could like a multiple.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for him.
I like Eddie Alvarez. I think he's great, and I have nothing. I like his style of fighting. The guy's a grinder.
But you hate Mexicans. I get it.
What?
But you hate Mexicans.
I love Mexicans. I don't know if you know that I love Mexicans. I've always loved.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love Mexicans, Ari? Ari's ran off every Mexican ever worked on the show. By work means just showed up for free.
By the way, John Jones with a year suspension for the boner pills.
It's only 6 months now because retroactive.
Yeah. It's a year total.
Why does he need boner pills? Isn't he a young, virile guy?
Because he does cocaine, and that's the only way you can get your dick hard if you get
fucking
boner
pills. He cheats on his girlfriend a lot.
Really? I seem to get better when I have coke in me.
Dude, can you fuck on coke?
Yeah.
Me too, dude. Me too.
Yeah, most of the time.
No, I can do it all the time.
One time I did so much coke, though, I couldn't feel my body, and then I was like,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, that's because you had multiple heart attacks. I love, dude, it's a gift from God to be
I'm actually better in bed with Coke and me.
Really?
I'm better in bed with, like, blackout drunk. Then I last for, like, 2 hours. And I don't know.
I'm sure she just loves that sweaty meatball fucking sweating on her for 2 hours.
She's like, let's go take a picture of my shit.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I have to take a little fucking rabbit shit real quick.
Wow. So, yeah, this 205, we got, you know, Eddie Alvarez, Conor McGregor. That's the lightweight
let's
title.
Let's get into that. Who do you like? Who do you guys like? Ari, this is a long shit, by the way. This is a very long shit.
That's how you get hemorrhoids. You're supposed to plop and drop and get
out. Yeah, I get in, I get out, dude.
Plop and drop.
Oh, that's not good right there. Yeah. That's hitting a fucking... That's what hit one of your open sores on your asshole. Any thoughts? Fight Nanny, this is your time to shine.
I hate Conor McGregor.
You hate Conor McGregor? Like, yeah. Why?
He's so annoying. I don't like people that like act like that and aren't that great.
You just want guys who look pretty and sit there?
Hold up. Who is that guy?
What?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah, I don't think he's funny. I don't find him amusing. I just don't.
I agree 100%.
I'm not on that train.
I hate
him. I love him.
I like Cowboy during that press conference. He was just like, I don't know, man. This fucking clown. We're all just trying to fight. And people are like, boo. And he's like, I'm not going to get behind him.
Yeah.
Show some respect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he wanted to fight him, and he wouldn't fight Cowboy. But I think Cowboy's way bigger than him.
Cowboy's would crush him.
Cowboy can fight at 185 if he wants. No,
he fought at 55.
Yeah, you're right. So you want Eddie Alvarez because he's from that camp that you love, like the meatheads that don't talk and they just like.
Well, anyone that's ever beat Nate Diaz who's undefeated, I don't like.
Oh, I love it. You are really on that dick, huh? You're still buying that they're undefeated. Yeah. That's great. That's fucking great.
I agree.
I like Conor McGregor. I'm just always amazed. For a guy who fought at 145, he goes up to 155, and he's bigger than everybody else. He's bigger than Alvarez. He has a longer reach. He's taller. They say they're both 5'9", but when they stand next to each other, he's definitely taller than him.
How much does McGregor weigh?
McGregor's going to be fighting at 155.
He
he's fought at 170.
He walks around at like 170, though, yeah. He looks like he's dying when he fights at 145.
170.
I just always funny, like the guys that fight at 145. Because I literally just lost 60 pounds, and I'm still 100 more pounds than them.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
And I feel like I'm in the best shape as I could ever be.
Yeah, you're definitely shredded. I did this thing called Fat Fight Club, and I invited Joe, and he's like, you know I'm offended.
Biggest ego boost in the world was sitting around Mike Black, and that half those other guys died.
Yeah,
they were
half
so
of them
fat.
Are dead.
Oh, yeah, it's almost like you see a picture, that dead.
Yeah.
Ramsey's
dead. No
longer
with us. Oh. Ramsey had just man tits, like the biggest tits I've ever seen on a human being.
There's another couple guys. Who else was?
Fat James, gone.
Gone.
God, I miss Fat James.
Yeah. I miss Fat James, too. He's such a good guy.
So there's a few restaurants in the valley.
Yeah. Well, the guy got, like, fucking cancer in his leg, and he didn't do anything about it. He just let it go.
Really? Yikes. It was cancer?
Yeah.
Wow. Leg cancer.
Did you know there's a 125 male division? Isn't that crazy?
When?
That's Mighty Mouse.
Oh, yeah. Who do you like? Ari?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm going to be rooting for Conor. I really don't know. I finally accepted this recently as a fight fan. I used to know a lot more than I know now. I used to follow it closely. So now I just root for people.
Right.
And I don't really know what's going to happen.
That's the weirdest. I mean, we're a sports podcast. We have hot
takes. It's because there's a fight.
I don't know how he's
going to
match up against Eddie Alvarez, who's a fucking great fighter. I don't think he would have beat the other guy who Alvarez beat. But, like, this guy is like, I don't know. He punches really well, Conor. But I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely the ground game is way better for
Let's
Eddie.
Hear about
for grappling alone, Eddie has like a 3.9 average.
Whoa, that's stats.
Yes, compared to Connor's 1.0.
Okay,
know? I mean, so,
okay.
His takedown accuracy, we got Eddie at 41%. But Connor's actually at 62% with the takedown accuracy.
Wow.
But the takedowns defended, we got Eddie at 92% and Conor at 70%. Submission average, Connor's at a zero, though.
Wow. Wow. That's our hot take of the day by Sportsband with that amazing stat.
But the strikes, completely different. Eddie's at only a 3%, where Connor's at a 6%. Accuracy is about even. Absorbed per minute, it's almost even. But defense-wise, Eddie's got a 92%, where Connor's at a 70%.
Let me ask you, when you crunch those numbers, sports fans, what do those numbers tell you?
It's a numbers game, so it tells you that we're all in it, and it's just a game. We got to relax. You know, it's not anything serious.
Oh, it's really good.
It says Alvarez would win if you based it on that.
There are lies. There are damn lies.
Yeah.
And then there are statistics.
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to go with Connor.
Wow.
I'm going with Connor. I just think he's much bigger. And I just think, and even if he loses, when we had Rogan on last time, he kind of laid into me. But it's just true. I just think it's all about wars and it's not about records. And, I mean, if he goes in there and gets knocked the fuck out, then Connor loses a little heat. But if it's a fucking war and he loses, I don't think you lose anything, dude. I think if you go in there and fucking bang, dude, I think you walk out of there with as much credibility, and people want to watch your next fight as much as they want to watch this fight. And that's just my opinion. I'm going with Connor because he's just bigger. I think it's going to be harder. I mean, maybe Alvarez throws him around like a rag doll, but I think I'm going to go with fucking Connor.
Yeah, that's a 15-pound difference, so he is a lot bigger. Connor's a lot bigger.
Okay, next fight. Next fight, we got – they're going to go with Joanna Violence, who I love. I think she's great.
Yeah.
But it should be the Woodley fight. Should be the co-main event, and I don't think it is. Is
oh.
it?
Woodley is the co-fight.
Yeah. This is Wonder
Stephen
Boy?
Thompson, yeah. Yes.
This is going to be a crazy fight. Because, like, Stephen Thompson is, like, a legit striker who's got long limbs versus Woodley, who's a wrestler, stockier, not as much of a reach. I don't know who wins this fight. I have a feeling Wonder Boy wins, but I wouldn't be surprised if it goes the other way. It's whoever tags who with the best shot.
I want Wonder Boy.
Why? Because you're racist?
Oh, my God. I'm not I only like Mexicans.
Okay.
Why you always forget this?
You only date Mexicans?
I mean, usually. I'm not dating a Mexican right now, but usually, yes.
Okay. So, why Tebow then? Because he lived outside?
I don't know what
that's
that was
fine.
About.
Let's not get too much into
yeah.
it. Because someone that was will a weird snitch thing. On us. But who do you got, Ari? I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in the girl fight this time.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that fight? It looks like nobody gives a shit.
I'm going with Tyrone, obviously.
Why? Tell me why.
Read us those stats.
just stat-wise, you know. I mean, Stephen is definitely a better striker, but I'm really impressed by Tyrone's grappling and ground game.
So Woodley is your decision?
Yep, Woodley is my decision.
Okay.
Then we have Joanna versus.
I say Tyron Woodley too. It's like that guy's.
Ari, I can't call it. I wouldn't be surprised if either guy won, but
yeah.
I don't know why. I'm gonna go with Wonder Boy. I'm gonna go with Wonder Boy. Wouldn't be surprised though, if it went the other way.
You hate Mexicans.
What?
Because you hate Mexicans.
I love Mexicans, and neither of them
are
Mexican.
Mexican.
I know it's so weird how your hatred is spilling over.
All right, next up.
You got Joanna, whatever Polish name, and Carolina, Polish name. So you got two Polish girls going at it.
Carolina, and it's pronounced Joanna Hinchcliffe.
Hinchcliffe.
She does look exactly like it.
Wow, you're right.
No, you know who looks like...
I think that's why Tony has a crush on her, because he sees his
face. Girl?
Yeah, that's
the
one.
You know who looks like Tony? Alvarera, who just lost
just
to
fought.
Ferguson.
Yeah,
that
like
looks,
a Mexican version.
Yeah,
he does.
100%.
I see it, like the same face shape. Yeah.
They have the same weird howdy doody fucking face.
Yeah.
Who do you got? I'm going to go with Joanna. I think Joanna's just next level.
Same.
I think her striking is like, she looks like some vampire raptor, like a vampire dinosaur. And I just think her striking, though they're all stick figures, I just think she's just a next level striker. I love watching her.
I love
fight.
Watching her too. She's the most.
I think
exciting.
She's a great fighter, and it's just it's almost it really tests her fights test whether you're okay with women fighting.
Yeah.
Because she beats the fuck out of people. Like when she took that belt from that girl who came in like with colored braids on and
yeah.
a onesie, like a fucking pink onesie,
yeah.
and she's just like you're like
And she's like, fuck you, you're going to die.
Yeah, and she just fucks and beats her. And, like, the crowd was like, oh, oh,
Oh, God. Don't look.
Does he have a tattoo on his
head? Well,
we were really doing well, and then Ari's it says keep on trucking. Just ruined everything. God! What color is that?
Oh, God.
Dude, that's not a healthy color, Ari.
That's like green. You guys, it's like split pea green.
Why is it so messy?
Yeah. But brown.
Because he's not healthy. He's not healthy.
He's making me gag lately, and I'm not happy. I used to be able to handle it.
We almost had Ari. We almost had Stephen Azizi shit on this fucking, almost throw up on this podcast.
All right. So, that's hilarious. Yeah, he throws up pretty easy. I would have to go with Joanna on this one. You know, just she is a better striker. Better grappling. Like, the other guy has like a 0% takedown average.
She doesn't take down. She just punches people.
Yeah, so, I don't know.
Chuck Liddell never really took people down. He just defended against the takedown.
Yeah.
I like the other fighter, too. Like, she's a great striker, too.
Because that matters. She's pretty.
Well, I mean, I hate to tell everybody, but, you know, it's like, if Conor McGregor was a fucking, looked like Rafael Dos Anjos, people wouldn't give a care. I mean, like, dude, looks have everything to do with everything. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, they try to convince us that fucking Ronda Rousey was hot, and you're like, no.
That's my joke.
Wow.
She's hot for a chick that can kick my ass.
Yeah, right.
She's not like stripper hot.
Like even when
she came up and asked you for a lap dance, she'd be like, I'm not ready yet.
I'm going to do that fucking girl who can't read over there.
But I don't know. That's my thing with women's MMA. I'd rather watch two sevens fight in a parking lot.
Yeah, a little fucking world star hip hop.
Like a hair pull, someone break a nail, someone lose a shoe. That's a chick fight to me.
But I have to disagree with you on that because for me, if you go disappointment, who are you going to be more likely to have a disappointing fight, men or women? I would always say men are more likely to have a disappointing
100%.
Fight. Women go at it, dude.
Well, I like the when they go at it, like when
they
Ronda Rousey got
beat.
Dude,
they
I don't
do.
Like when it ends up to be like some like, you know.
What,
you know.
Scissor sistering? Like they're just bumping pussies?
Yeah, but they're not good looking. So it's like just bad. It's like a lesbians you don't want to watch.
No, I don't see that in the UFC. I think they're very selective on who they bring. Some of the girls, like Sarah Ai, is gorgeous and she can't beat anybody. She's in every fight. She just can't. She can't win the judges card. She's hot. She's got the best body in the UFC, and I don't give a shit.
The best bodies in women's sports are the chicks that play in the lingerie NFL.
Oh, by far.
It's amazing. When I turned
dude, I would put up women's volleyball up against that shit.
Yeah, but you expect those girls to be good looking.
Sure.
They're not running into each other. I'm talking about, the Russian tennis chicks are hot. There's hot women do tons of hot Asian golfer chicks. These women are beating the piss out of each other, and look.
Fighters aren't hot.
They look great.
There are some hot
fighters. NFL, those lingerie women, though, I was shocked how it's not the biggest sport in the world because it's good looking chicks playing football.
I'll tell you why.
They look good in helmets,
yeah,
dude.
But they will never, the way they're dressed, nobody will take it serious. They're just dressed like, it's like, I'm surprised they don't let you fucking bring a blanket and beat off in the fucking stands, you know? And it's just not.
Wouldn't that be fun, a free blanket night?
The reason women's MMA is so popular is that two reasons. The women's sports that do the best are where you can piggyback the women into the men's sports. Like female tennis, the big events where people follow female tennis is when you're doing men and women at the same time. The problem...
Right.
So,
that's a great point.
So
really is. I'm not
and... If a sport is already established, it's almost impossible for women to work into there. That's why women's basketball will never be what men's basketball is, because they play above the rim. You're comparing it to this. Whereas MMA is a brand new sport. You can fucking shoehorn these chicks in. And if they're good, which Ronda Rousey destroying everybody was a phenomenon. When we look back on it, it may not be as great as we enjoyed it in the time, but it was a phenomenon, and it allowed the sport to be able to grow where female MMA is exciting. Now, when you put two dudes in there that, you know, in the top 10 in the UFC, sometimes they don't go at it because they're fighting not to lose. Female MMA, they always go at it. They're just, because there's, they have, you know, it's like, they don't have the fear that men have. Okay.
Speaking of fear, the next fight we got Chris Wildman versus Yoel Romero.
Oh, look what Wildman. He said.
You said his name wrong.
She will fight you.
I just.
Yoel?
No.
Wideman.
I don't care about Yoel Romero. You can say his name wrong.
Yeah. Wideman? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
I think this is a great fight.
Is Wideman going to win, guys? Can you guys comfort me?
Yeah, dude, Yoel Romero's great.
He is a good fighter.
As a person, but he's great.
He is also, like, probably in this is one of the weird cases where it might be that he's the better wrestler. He's like Olympic level wrestler.
Yeah.
It's just the problem is Weidman's so much bigger than him. If you look at it, he's so much bigger. Weidman's hope is to Gatorade this motherfucker.
Yeah, Yoel gets gassed easily.
Yeah, get him into the second, third round, and that's where he's got his best chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I barely go against Cuba, but I think Chris is going to win this one.
Yay.
Okay. I'm going to go with that too. Ari, thoughts?
Romero.
Are you doing that to make me mad, or do you really think that?
No, I'm doing it so you can prepare for the inevitability.
Well, I already saw him lose once to Rockhold. I threw the tiara that I was wearing. I was really upset.
Yeah, well, he did that spinning kick and that fucked.
That was so stupid. I hate when anyone does a spinning kick because they never land. But did you see Ricardo Lamas did one this week? And
yeah, sometimes they do land.
Yeah, sometimes they do, but it
doesn't
usually.
You don't do that when
you're
that fucked up.
Yeah.
You don't go for pretty.
It was like fourth round, right? It was like it didn't make sense. He was like tired. He barely did it.
Did you see how fucked up his face was at that when he got beat, when he lost?
Oh, it was horrible.
Would you still have had sex with him right when he walked
in
the locker room?
That's hotter.
When he's bleeding like that?
Yeah.
I would pay to watch that.
Sweaty, too, like that? That's
I would
delicious.
Pay to watch Weidman bang fight Nanny just with his fucking blood on
face. His face looked horrible. It was like swollen.
Fucking sweet tomato face, dude. That'd been great. Who do you got?
I got the Cubans.
Oh, wow.
I'm leaving.
Wow.
Yeah,
all right, next fight.
We got Kelvin Gastelum.
Yeah.
And Donald Cerrone.
Cerrone. Cerrone.
That's
Cowboy? I thought Cerrone. You'd know that one.
Yeah, are you like friends with him?
I just call him the Cowboy.
I thought you were going to say the Cow.
So, he's 31 wins. Like, he's been
fighting a lot.
He's
right?
That low on the card? Weekend. Isn't he a higher card guy than that?
Dude, this card is so stacked. Like,
the
if you watch all the promos.
It's like Comics Come Home lineup here.
Yeah, it really is. They don't even.
I'm shy. I thought he's. Yeah, go ahead.
They don't even talk about Weidman in the promos.
No, they don't.
That's how stacked this is. They don't even mention his fights.
Oh, because they're going big in the garden.
Oh, yeah. It's already set a record for most ticket sales. Who just farted?
It's your dog. Your dog's been farting. Your dog's been farting all
day. I think she has to go to the bathroom.
Okay.
I've never seen him so parental.
Yeah, we got this.
Really jumped.
The striking is pretty close. Donald is the Cowboys got a 4.1 compared to Kelvin's 3.8 lands per minute. So better striker for the Cowboy. Grappling's about the same. God damn.
Red Band, what sports do you usually like? What sports do you follow on your own? Like when you have time?
Like StarCraft championships.
do you ever watch those video game championships?
Fuck yeah! That's like they fill arenas out here. They just had like a 3-day thing out here, like 20,000 people or something like that.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Yeah, I like video game stuff, but college football, like Ohio State. That's about it.
Oh, so you and Tony are fucking compatriots on that.
And PDC and all the Ohio people.
Yeah. I will tell you the fun thing about watching those video game championships is that they're actually playing a game. So, like, as long as it's not Call of Duty, if it's actually like Madden, you're like, oh, there's actually a fun sports game that I'm watching.
Right.
No, it's not real people playing it.
I got virtual reality. That's the future right there. You're going to be able to play video like Madden, where
dude,
you think
can't
you're
say
playing
virtual
football.
Reality is the future when it's clearly the future. There's no second level to that.
Well, yeah, because there's like virtual reality and then there's augmented reality, which is where you take what's actually in front of you and mix video games with it. So you could like look like at your kitchen and like Mario will come out of your sink and you'll be like, oh my God. Yeah, that's where it's going.
Chase a rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see that Black Mirror? Did you see that Black Mirror about augmented reality?
No.
Have you been watching Black Mirror?
Oh yeah, yeah. We haven't watched the new stuff ones yet though. Because she hasn't seen the old ones, so we've been rewatching all the old ones.
That's what
it makes you uncomfortable sometimes. Those shows where it's like, I don't like their points in this.
Yeah, I know. It's fucked up. Like the guy that like the old series, the second episode where he's like they have to work out just to get.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then she finally gets her chance, and he's like, "Show us your tits. Show us your fucking tits." And she's like, "What?" And then she's like, her big break. Now she's just porn for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very close. To home. Do you want to move on to these fights? Let's talk about. Oh my God, I didn't even know this person was on there. Wait, that's not true, right? Misha Tate?
Yeah, Misha Tate's way down there.
Misha Tate's way down there.
She's not a winner anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
But she's fighting a nobody. They really are like, oh, you had the belt last time, now you can fight.
No, no, Mikal Pennington's not a nobody. But here's your record. Let's see your record.
I think Mikal Pennington sucks.
18 wins, 6 losses compared to Raquel's 8. And 6.
Yeah, so, she's basically even.
So basically even.
No. 18 and 6 and 8 and 6 is not even.
No. She's even wins to losses. She's won 8 times, lost 8 times.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, she's not great.
Yeah, she's on a 3-fight win streak, but she lost to Holly Holm in fucking 2015 and then ran off 3 in a row. She went back to Kohea.
Same weight, 135 pounds, but let's be honest, Raquel looks fatter. Lance,
are you sitting again?
Yeah, I didn't get it all.
Oh my gosh, that's not good.
It is weird that Misha Tate, her last fight was to defend the belt.
That's what I mean, and now it's like
hard. It's kind of
slapping way down.
Yeah, and fighting Raquel Pennington.
Yeah,
on a prelim. Is it a prelim?
Well, they'll throw a big fight on the undercard, so you go watch that because they want those numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the main card, though. I just realized it's main card.
Oh, dude.
Oh, he's showing his whole dick now. You're missing the whole dick and balls.
God, who needs the dick?
He just has, like, no shame.
Right, it's pretty bad. Well, the striking-wise, Misha is, I mean, Raquel is way better in strikes. Lance per minute is 3.9 for Raquel, and Misha's at 1.9. So there's a huge difference there. Grappling, Misha's got the edge, 2.1 takedown average compared to Raquel's 1.5. So.
Wow.
Jesus.
Ari. God.
What
Ari?
Is it? Because you're faint. I'm like you, and it's like I have to see what they're like moaning over.
I'm gonna have
miss
to
the first
it's
round.
Just his butt. Like, there's no like nothing even.
Dick
going.
And poop.
It's not bleached yet.
Dicks and poop. Wait. Buttholes.
Wait, he's like fingering his dirty asshole.
No, he's tucking it back in. Is what he used to call it.
Are you tucking it back in? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, he's got tucking it.
Yeah, she needs to tuck right now.
Are you sure your hands are clean?
Are you tucking?
Are you sure you're done wiping?
He's tucking his Jew clam in. Oh no, he's tucking his dick in. I was talking about putting your Jew clam in.
That's what I thought that he was like tucking his hemorrhoids.
My,
back.
Oh my God, my stomach his balls is from the behind. That's craziness.
And he doesn't usually wash his hands, you guys. And then he'll go type, and I'm like, you know how gross that computer is? Ouch. Remember he said he doesn't wash his hands?
Yeah,
he's so gross.
He's a disgusting human being, and it's rude.
And then
it's rude.
All right, let's move on to the next fight. I'm going to go with Misha on that. I'm going to go with Misha on that one.
Okay.
We got Frankie Edgar versus Jeremy Stephens.
How crazy is that?
That's the definitely prelims. Wow. Yeah.
That's how crazy this is. Wow. Frankie Edgar is on the fucking...
I'm excited that it's fights from like 5 to 11.
Yeah, it's like
good fight. It's like a whole day.
Everybody's punching.
Yeah, this is definitely one that I'm going to buy.
I'm going to go Frankie Edgar by murder.
Yeah.
By murder.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that.
Is that because Connor said, who the fuck are you to Jeremy Stephens?
Well, yeah, I mean, that was hilarious. So who the fuck are you?
Jägermeister.
Yeah. All right. That's enough. We've gone deep. Is there any other big ones?
No. Rashad Evans.
And that's Tim Kennedy's comeback.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't believe that. It's a great fight.
Kennedy.
Look at it. Just keeps going.
They're all good fights.
Yeah. And then you got Jim Miller, Thiago Alves. Oh, my God. That is crazy. Yeah.
That's a great fucking fight. Ari's
I'd still rather have
it.
$20,000.
Yeah. Let me check
Ari out. Ari right now is bleeding out in his apartment. He's bleeding out. He's fucking
it's like a
dying.
Murder scene. It's like dun, dun, dun.
So hey dude, we still have not talked about that World Series.
God damn it. Oh, what?
How crazy is that? How crazy was that World Series game? Game 7.
Oh, damn near wrecked 3 sets of mine. Tuesday, game six, and then Wednesday, two shows.
Unbelievable.
Look at the bottom. Zuffa seats, row three.
$17,000.
$17,000 right now.
You could have a Prius.
You could own a Prius? Yeah, dude.
What would you... I mean, there's nothing I'd rather... nothing I'd experience for... I'd rather have $17,000.
I'd rather have $1,000.
There's a couple Instagram models I'd like to stack if I threw them all 17 grand. If I just got gifted and I could just put them one on top of each other and just hit holes like the Price is Right punch out.
Right. But, like, I mean, like, 24 hours with, like, nine broads in a keg of Viagra, maybe, but not...
Keg of Viagra, giant thing of the best... The good Coke where you do it and it just dissolves. You don't feel it. That's the best Coke. And you're like, no, I can't feel the top of my fucking mouth. I'm talking the good shit. And they're all just doing gackers. Yeah. And there's something about chicks when they do Coke. They just like kind of like shut down. And they're like, do whatever you want to me.
And you had a hypnotist say, like, you'll get eternal life if you suck his dick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That might be worth 17 grand. But.
So, Ari, game
It's amazing, man. And when they hit that home run in the top of the eighth, I thought I saw them outside. In the bottom of the eighth, excuse me. It was like, oh my God. I got off stage at Cap City. Everybody went out to the lobby. We're all watching. And then
oh my God, you had to do your show during that?
Yeah, the Wednesday show wasn't the most packed.
Oh my God. So you got there on Wednesday. You just ran it a couple times?
Yeah, I ran it Wednesday, ran it Thursday, ran it two shows Friday. We set up the stage on Friday afternoon so I could like – see with the new lights and the new lighting, the new stage. So I didn't have to like have it like during my special be the first time I'm taking it.
Wow, dude, that's pretty cool, Ari. That's pretty fucking cool, man.
Well, it cost me $25,000 to do that. But,
yeah. How much?
$25,000.
This thing cost you or the set?
Just having it there the day before.
Wow. Cost you 25 grand out of your own pocket.
Yeah, but that's the right way to do it. You know, I save money elsewhere.
Respects the fuck out of that. I respect the fuck
out of absolutely.
Let's give that a clap.
Artist integrity right there.
Ari got a fucking standing on the podcast. I respect the shit out of that. Holy fuck.
Everybody's there on Wednesday. I had one person looking at the scores in the audience, and then we got out. Everybody watched. Man, it was great. It was such a great series. Such a great dude.
It sucks that somebody had to lose that game.
I was rooting for the Cubs except for the Snap Pops, bag of bets. I would root for them. But then the more I thought about it, I kind of like that there is a team that hasn't won in 108 years.
Yep.
Not that it's the Cubs. I'm comfortable with that feeling that that's always going to be around. Like when the Red Sox were the hard luck team for a while, and now they won, now they're just the Red Sox.
Yeah.
They're not. There's no story. There's no the curse
Colin
of Babe
Ruth. Colin Collard talked about that, how like – What Major League Baseball was hoping for probably is that they would lose, maybe lose another one, and then win like a third if they went like a third time, and then they win it. But now the story's kind of done. Dude.
Nobody was alive. They couldn't dig up one 98-year-old person.
No, there
person.
Were people. There was a couple of 108-year-olds
really?
That they showed, yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Two old ladies they showed with
the newspapers.
I was
too busy watching no one at my shows.
Yeah. Well, dude, do you know it was the seventh largest gathering of human beings?
Yeah.
Was going to the victory parade?
Yeah, and like the Ayatollah's funeral. It was like all.
Do you know
it
was number
shit.
Seven?
What?
Number seven.
Kiss?
No,
Live
Rod
in Vegas?
Stewart.
What?
In Latin America, got 3.2 million people. How fucking crazy is that?
If you want my
and
body.
That guy had to have his fucking gut fucking pumped for jizz.
Yeah, wow. You got to suck a lot of Latino to get 3.2 million.
Yeah,
to show up at your show.
Do you think he's part of this satanic cult that everybody's in? Like, don't they say, like, Beyonce? And then these emails from Wikipedia that say, like, spirit cooking and shit like that? Everybody's into devils, man. Everyone's into Satan.
The Ayatollah, though, was, like, number... His
yeah, it
was
like
number one or two.
What was it, like, 10 million people?
Something ridiculous. It's like,
say goodbye to him?
Yeah, to make sure he's dead.
Yeah.
Got it. See for myself.
Put him dead. But dude, even if he went to that Chicago Cubs game, I mean that victory parade. Let's say you're right in the back and you're around in the final 200 people at this thing. You're not hearing anything.
Hey, I was at the Penguins. Yeah. There was like 400,000 people. It was it is great that we could all stand around and like high five each other, but the event was just like, it's fucking hot. Get me home.
Yeah.
My daughter almost passed out like 10 times.
Yeah.
So I didn't give her any water because I'm like, you're going to have to pee right when it starts.
Yeah.
We've been waiting 5 hours.
Like, yeah. So you got there really early?
Yeah, because you have to. If you're not, you're not. Yeah, I mean, you might as well just stay home watching on TV if you're not going to be right there.
So 5 million people went. How many people? There's 7 million people in Chicago. That means 2 million people said, fuck it.
Was Jason sending you guys all, like, videos and pictures? He was to me, and I was like, I'm so not the person to send these to because I cannot relate to, like, any of this. He should have sent them to Aaron.
Yeah.
By the way, Aaron, are you mad it took us this long to talk about baseball?
Oh, yeah.
It should have been the first thing we talked about. I know nothing about it, and I know that should have been the first thing we talked about. I forgot all about it.
I don't know if it should have been the first thing.
Isn't that a huge deal?
The
only reason I say it's been a week.
It's been a week. It's a World Series. We should have talked about it.
Hold on, we are talking about it. You guys act like we're not talking. We are talking about it.
We should talk about that before we talked about a fucking Misha tape fight.
If Tebow was here, that's all he's going to talk about next week when he's back.
Yeah, we'll probably get into it then.
And he wants Brody on really bad.
Yeah, we are. Brody.
Yeah. Brody was in the parade.
Did you see Craig Gass got tickets? Right in front of Bill Murray,
yeah.
And he's the first one who high-fives him as soon as they win? How crazy is
that? Craig Gass is Forrest Gump. I mean, literally, like, and I've never even seen that movie, but, like, he calls me, boom, got front row Guns N' Roses. Boom, like, a month later, he calls me, I'm backstage at Alice in Chains.
How does he do it?
Yeah. He's friends with everybody.
Dude, me and Diaz saw Craig Gass. We went to see The Wall whoever was left there, Pink Floyd, is playing The Wall. And we couldn't get tickets. We went the last day of 10 straight days. And so we're on acid. We're down outside Staples Center trying to get tickets. We can't find anything. And Craig Gass comes by and starts talking to us. And Diaz is almost like, get the fuck away from us. We're on acid. And he's like, are you going in? I'm about to go in. And he's sitting fucking on the wall.
He's on the wall. He's got tickets literally on the wall.
He's building the wall.
Down the wall.
Craig Gass. Get the fuck off the wall! I went for that. But, dude, I couldn't. When I was watching sports, they're like, the moment Bill Murray realizes the Cubs win, I'm like, who's that guy in the front row? Holy fuck, it's Craig Gass! Turns around, high fives him. I'm like, god damn, dude. That's moments you'll never will happen again. You were at the epicenter of where. Then Bill Murray just goes there and gets shit faced.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yay for Bill Murray.
Yeah, man, he deserves it.
You see that picture? It's like, is this Bill Murray or is it who?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks. There's a picture. It's like the dress picture. You know, like the blue dress or the purple dress. It's either Tom Hanks or Bill Murray, and you could like look at it, and your eyes would switch between the two. Here, I'll try to find it.
If Tom Hanks wanted the Cubs to win, I would have rooted for the Indians.
Oh, you hate Tom Hanks?
I don't like Tom Hanks.
Why? What about Tom Hanks besides his son wants to be a rapper?
Because he thinks, well, that's horrible, yeah. If he's a real hero, he'd shut his kid up. He's an actor. He thinks he's an astronaut. He thinks he's a war veteran. It's like, you're an actor.
He's an actor.
I wanted that plane to crash just so like he couldn't make a movie about it. Wait, now he's like saving the Milky Way. It's like, enough of Tom Hanks. His best movie was Bachelor Party.
Oh, you're crazy. I love Tom Hanks.
Yeah, dude, it's a movie. What do you mean he's not acting like he really has all these skills?
You ever see him on television? He really acts like he's that important. He acts like he's like the president of the universe.
Dude, man, I mean, for what he does.
He's an actor.
Hasn't he won like 5 Oscars?
He's an actor.
That's totally Bill Murray.
Is it?
Let me see.
It looks like Tom Hanks. That is Bill Murray, though?
Yeah, that's Tom Hanks.
That looks like Tom Hanks.
That's Bill Murray.
That looks like Tom Hanks for sure.
That's crazy.
Is that Bill Murray or Tom Hanks?
Ah, that's great. That is fabulous. Did you guys ever play the Comedy Cafe in Tucson, Arizona?
No.
And in the green room, it has this picture of Jesus that changes. You know what I'm talking about, Ari? It's pretty cool.
I will tell you this. There's a picture of Tom Hanks where he found some passed out like Alabama fan. Some drunk off his mind, like passed out.
Oh, yeah.
And he picked the guy's head up, took the guy's phone, and took a bunch of pictures of him posing with the guy, and then put his phone back down and left. And the guy woke up the next day. He's like, what? When did Tom Hanks?
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Or was it Bill Murray that did that?
Might have been. Did you see the Saturday Night Live he was on? Like, Tom Hanks killed that Saturday Night
Live.
Dude,
Tom Hanks
awesome.
Is great. I know. Who hates Tom Hanks?
Just enough of him, man. It's like he thinks he's like...
He puts out one movie, two movies a year.
I'll tell you.
He's so serious about it, though. It's like, you know, it's you're acting.
I just hate... I don't like his son. Like that the little... Yeah, that Hanks that was in Dexter, that ruined Dexter.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
How funny is the one kid could have been a total actor in all these movies? He wants to be a white rapper.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
He just stay home.
Stay home and spend your dad's money.
Yeah.
All that fucking cash. I went and saw the worst movie
like
literally
kid.
Ever made by humans. Fucking X-Men Apocalypse was the worst movie.
It was so bad, man. It was so bad.
I could not believe they put this out. I go, why are you guys talking for 20 minutes straight? You're just talking. This is an action film. This fucking bad guy is so not interesting.
Dude, it's a movie about mutants, and they're talking about their fucking feelings.
Yeah, it's so fucking... It was... I'm like, I got so excited because I'm like, you know what? I'm coming from China. I'm going to save this for the flight home because they always have the same movies. I'm going to watch this, knock out about 3 hours. Dude, 2 minutes in this thing. I'm like, this is the biggest dog shit movie.
Dog shit.
Within two minutes.
I saw it with Sal Volcano from Impractical Jokers, and he was snoring during it.
I cannot... Fucking! I was like, this is embarrassing. You guys don't care. And I guess someone's telling me that DC Comics doesn't give a fuck because 70% of the people who watch their movies aren't from America. It's, you know, most of their business is out of the country, so they don't really give a shit. And I'm like,
what, so Chinese people don't know what a good movie is?
I know. What does that mean?
Yeah,
X-Men Apocalypse. That's Marvel. What are you talking about?
Great World Series talk, by the way, guys.
Okay.
Doctor Strange, though, just came out this weekend with a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What's Doctor Strange?
It's the new Marvel movie universe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's supposedly...
Everybody says it's mind-blowingly
awesome. It looks cool.
Yeah, it's a good 3D movie to check out in IMAX. So if you're going to see it in 3D.
You know what else you see in 3D? Fucking the World Series was pretty great, right? Right, Aaron? That was pretty good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron, what final thoughts do you want on the World Series? Because we didn't cover it enough for you. Real quick, any other stuff? I'm cool with whatever you want to talk about.
Game 7 was so good, I don't mind that the Cubs won.
Really?
Yeah.
So good. And even the rain delay, I was like, oh, how long are they going to go in this rain delay? If they go 2 hours,
Jesus.
They could go tomorrow? How are they going to do it?
I had a show at the Comedy Store, and we were delaying it for this fucking game. Half our people didn't show up. Like, people bought tickets. Half the people never even showed up. And then we were like, all right, well, we're going to start it late. And then there was a rain delay.
Yeah.
And it was like, fuck this. Like, we started like a half hour late, and the World Series was still going on until like, I think, what, 9:30?
Did anyone
literally almost ruined? Yeah, it was actually a fun show.
It was a great show, but we still were missing a good like 50 people, 60 people that were...
And I was at the Improv, too, and I had to hurry up and go up and get over. It's like it ruined both shows. And the whole thing, I was walking by the Mexican place, and it was like, it could have been over.
Yeah.
And that guy with the pumpkin head hit a home run and ruined everything.
Dude, orange hair. In Chicago, so we watched it in Austin. So the guy, we're all watching. Early night, he's like, so the bartender's like, just so you guys know, we got 5-10 minutes left there. I kick you guys out. We're like, what? So there's a pitching change, and we all bolted for a bar like 3 minutes down the road. So we're watching. Everybody's watching. There's a bunch of comics there, too. And then there's supposed to be an open mic there. And so some lady goes, okay, the room is ready for you. And this is like middle of the ninth. And he goes, I don't wait a while because it's probably not the best time right now.
I'm such a stand-up. I was thinking, imagine if you got booked in Chicago at one of the clubs this weekend. Like, you have nobody in your crowd.
That's
you're like,
ridiculous.
Like, you do all the Facebook invites you want. Nobody's showing up.
We should look at, like, the Laugh Factory Chicago's web page to see if they had a show, because that poor bastard.
Well, we canceled the show at the Pittsburgh Improv Game 5 of the Penguins because no one's showing up.
Yeah. And you feel bad. I mean, like, you're like,
I mean, I didn't want to go. It was the worst thing. It was like, they made it. But like, oh, my God. Like these, and then we had to cancel the theater show.
I've done comedy clubs where they're like, hey, dude, it's Super Bowl. We're going to do a show. I'm like, why are we doing a show on the fucking Super Bowl? Why are we doing this?
Doing a show.
who I don't want to entertain people who don't want to watch Super Bowl. I don't like them. They're assholes.
Even the commercial fans.
Yeah. If you don't even just want to watch the commercials, go fuck yourself.
I get Bill Miller downtown, the Zanies downtown Chicago.
Who was it?
Bill Miller.
Bill Miller got fucked.
Now Google Bill Murr. Try to find his Twitter and see what he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony V was in Rosemont and Illinois, and then St. Charles was, let's see who that was.
Well, if the dude's like a gay dude, maybe you could get some followers.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Nobody was in whatever. And then Tom Clark was there the day after.
Wow.
Yeah, and who's going the fucking comedy after. Show the day after?
Everyone's hungover. No one's going anywhere.
All the chicks are like praying to God they're not pregnant. Everybody's dude, if you wanted to buy stock in Plan B the day after the fucking World Series, should have been the day you bought that, because everybody's buying Plan B.
And bail bonds in Cleveland.
Yeah, 100%. I wonder how many arrests happened in Chicago. Chicago seems like the one city where everyone just follow the rules, even though they're shit.
No, I'll tell you, the cops in Chicago are some of the best cops ever. They're just cool, man. For a big city, they have a good vibe.
For a big city, they're good people.
Carl Winslow. For Family Matters.
What about him?
He's a Chicago cop.
Oh.
That's right.
That's going deep. You know who should have came up with that was Sports Ban. He's the stats. He should have known who are the famous fake characters from Chicago.
Chicago, you got the Bears.
Vaughn all over this like World Series? Wasn't he like throwing out the first pitch and singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game"?
Eddie Vedder was in a lot of it for being a Seattle guy.
But wasn't he from Chicago
Born in Chicago. Yeah, he's like
I don't know. They always the celebrities always ruin it for me. They're like, look at these people. Like, guys, we're already watching the game. I don't need the fucking approval of some actor to tell me that I'm watching the game is the right move.
Love that they got to show you hot chicks in the audience. Like, look, girls love our sports too. It's like nobody cares.
Yeah.
Like,
girls love fucking guys who have enough money for fucking World Series tickets.
Like, did you see how they, like, ESPN tried to make this a controversy? That I think it was Antonio Brown did like a air hump. Yeah. Celebration, they find him, and then the women were like, well, the cheerleaders do that. Do we find them? I'm like, how about this? Get rid of the fucking cheerleaders. I'm so tired of fucking chicks, fucking cheerleaders crying about not getting paid enough. You get Joe Rogan tickets to every fucking football game. You're fucking blessed to be there. You're on the fucking field, man. Stop talking about a goddamn living wage. You don't want to do it? Go strip at the Spearmint Rhino. Stop fucking bitching.
Aggressive.
I'm just so tired of it, man.
I love Rizzo, the dude on the Cubs. He's a big Italian guy.
Stop bitching about it.
He holds a bat like he's going to hit anything but a baseball. Yeah. Like, he looks like you owe him $10,000, like, or the guy who he's working for. He's just like, come on, motherfucker. I love that dude, man.
Was that rant because you miss Red State Teeb?
No, I miss it because, like, it's just everybody's constantly crying about fucking how cheerleaders are they're not necessary to the game.
Nobody's writing about that.
What? Was like, who's
bullshit?
Mad at it?
Google it. They're bitching about they're not getting paid. The Raiders got sued. A bunch of teams got sued because they didn't make a living wage.
Is this feminist again?
Yeah,
the guys that sell hot dogs don't make a living wage either, you dumb broads.
Yeah.
How much are they making?
You don't have to work one day a week for
exactly.
a fucking...
Exactly! And you get fucking appearance fees.
It's not working. You're just you're cheering.
You're doing literally nothing.
You're not even going up and climbing up like you do in college basketball. You might fall and crack your head.
Death penalty for them.
At least legal marijuana.
An experienced cheerleader can make about $1,000 to $1,500 per month.
Wow.
Most NFL cheerleaders make $500 to $750 per season?
No.
Yeah, per season.
Per season?
They get $50 a game.
Wow.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Now, I'm fucking fine with that.
That's crazy.
That's not crazy.
No, I think that's
it's unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that.
There's no reason for them.
You can't tell me the Dallas Cowboys are unnecessary. They're cheerleaders.
No, the Cowboys aren't cheerleaders. The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders are cheerleaders.
Right.
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 You just said the Dallas Cowboys.
No, I meant the cheerleaders. Okay. Like, you can't be giving them $50.
Do you know? That's an average. That means somebody makes less than that, and somebody makes way more than that.
cheerleaders make $500 to $750 per season. So even if they made $1,000, even if they made
we're talking appearance fees, dude. These girls get paid to show. Like they're the OG Instagram models.
Wow, and truly, a waitress at Applebee's makes more per shift than an NFL cheerleader.
Yeah, but that chick at Applebee's actually works, though.
I don't think they get appearance fees. I think they literally just do it.
Hold on. You're telling me fucking Barbara the cheerleader can't show up to a car wash and make another fucking $2,000 or $3,000 by showing up?
Probably in her contract not to. Like, not to take money.
Yeah, you probably can't use, like, the Rams logo.
Yeah,
that's fine. I'm just Susie the pro cheerleader. Come and hang out.
Oh, wow.
Nobody wants that.
So check this out. So NFL cheerleaders have two different salaries. They have the main cheerleader. Like, there's a group of the main girls. They make $9 to $15 an hour. The supporting cheerleaders make $9 an hour. So that's less than minimum wage they make.
Go get a job at Applebee's if you don't like it.
It's an unnecessary. You are literally getting free season tickets.
It's annoying. It comes from a time when it was like, but a girl with feathers in front of the boobs was hot. It's just like, stop it. Get out of here. Yeah. We don't need you at all.
You know what? You want a t-shirt gun? Use your asshole. I want you to shoot t-shirts out of your asshole. How about that one?
Yeah, get a ruckus crew.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, how much do you think a NFL mascot gets paid?
How much? That guy, I'd rather him there than the cheerleader.
I would much rather have that than the cheerleaders. In this day and age where there's fucking so many naked chicks on fucking the internet, I don't need a girl with a pom-pom.
Especially the guy dressed up as an Indian.
Yeah, that guy.
All right, the minimum salary for an NFL mascot is $23,000 per year. The lowest paid in the league makes $3,000 in 2.5 weeks. So $3,000—it's pretty decent. The minimum salary the practice squad player is $6,000 per week. So yeah, they make a lot more.
Me that the mascot makes as much as a practice squad player.
So yeah, about half.
Minimum salary for a practice squad player is $6,000. So about half, yeah.
Well, you know what, man? I still stand by. You want to make more money? Go strip at fucking Spearmint Rhino.
Work at Applebee's.
Yeah. Applebee's.
You're probably banging half these guys. You get knocked up.
Allowed.
What?
Also not
oh,
allowed.
Yeah, because that would never, nobody would break the rules for
hey,
pussy,
I've seen ballers.
Right? Yeah. They're stacking these girls. Why would you do it if you couldn't make money or bang fucking rich men?
It's because I went to dance, Sam.
Because I love spirit.
I love to dance. I love the Cowboys.
Well,
I love
guys,
to dance.
What did we learn today? Final thoughts.
I've learned what Ari's inner workings look like.
And I'm sorry you had that.
That's just like plumbing. Welcome to the show. That's just what we do.
I've been a guest many a time. I've never got the full Monty.
Yeah.
No.
Congrats.
I'm sorry.
Well, now you can go on with your life. Check that off your bucket list.
It wasn't as bad as I thought, though, actually. I've seen worse.
There was no blood today. You know what? You got off.
No blood, no foul.
Yeah.
It's my NBA talk.
Yeah, didn't we just have a moon last night, like a super moon also? Like, no.
I don't know.
All right, never mind. I learned that Ari's got, yeah, I don't know.
You didn't learn anything?
No.
Final thoughts, Ari Shaffir? Final thoughts.
I got nothing. Watch my show this Thursday. Louis Anderson's on my show. This is not happening. Thursday night at midnight on Comedy Central.
Louis.
All right, final thoughts.
We've all got nothing.
Okay. Guys.
Punchline tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, punchline. Vegas, come out! Planet Hollywood, come get weird. Go to the Naughty Show, LV.com. Come out. How's the rat doing? Is the rat anywhere?
Yeah. How's your pet rat?
Oh, dude, a little jock rock? All right, guys. We'll see you again. Great episode, guys. Take care. Bye.